With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One Washington insider says President-elect Trump and GOP senators should be breathing a sigh of relief now that the former Congressman Matt Gaetz has dropped his bid to become Attorney General. With more, here's Bob Agnew.
Political observer Ben Domenech says all presidents have at least one questionable nominee.
You're never going to have a cabinet that doesn't have somebody controversial within it.
But it's something that can prove to be a major distraction.
But it isn't even worth it. You're going to be spending political capital on this guy, you know, for several months.
Something Domenech says is the last thing a new president needs during his first 100 days in office.
Why not hit the ground running?
Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, more than a dozen people have been sickened by E. coli poisoning linked to recalled ground beef.
U.S. health officials say the outbreak began in Minnesota after state officials reported multiple illnesses and found that a sample of ground beef tested positive for a strain of E. coli. Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants, and even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump has chosen hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. Bessent is founder of hedge fund Key Square Capital Management, previously had worked on and off for Soros Fund Management since 1991. Trump also said he would nominate Russell Vaught, who lead the Office of Management and Budget, a position he held during Trump's first term. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A lot of Americans are obsessed with consumption. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Jesus told us to lay up treasure in heaven, but many people seem to be pretty focused on laying up stuff right here on earth. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 43% of adults agree with the statement, "I am driven to accumulate nice things." 43% also say, "Shopping makes me feel worthwhile." About half of the population is also very concerned about always having the latest technology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Education Board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools. The approval Friday follows other Republican-led states that have pushed this year to give religion a larger presence in public classrooms. The curriculum adopted by the Texas State Board of Education is optional for schools to adopt, but they'll receive additional funding if they do so. Parents and teachers who oppose their curriculum say the lessons will alienate students of other faith backgrounds. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire company is working to develop autonomous helicopters.
There are hopes the helicopters could put out fires, spray crops, and handle other dangerous jobs. Rotor Technologies has built two of the autonomous helicopters, starting running test flights, and plans a demonstration of the helicopter at an agriculture trade show in Texas. The company hoping to sell as many as 20 of the small helicopters next year, most of which would be used by farmers to spray fields with pesticides and fertilizers. The company counting on getting FAA approval by next year. John Scott reporting.
Using drones and Google Earth imagery, archaeologists have discovered a 4,000-year-old network of earthen canals in what's now Belize. The research published yesterday in Science Advances shows that long before the ancient Maya built temples, their predecessors were already altering the landscape of Central America's Yucatan Peninsula. You'll find more stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.